Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. For the past 100 years, our next guest's organization has been busy helping people and families improve their financial situation and their lives. Sarah Fawcett is CEO of the United Way of the Midlands, and she joins us now by phone from her office in Columbia. Sarah, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate your inviting me back.
So congratulations on 100 years.
Thank you. Yes, it is a century for United Way of the Midlands. We happen to have the original minutes of every executive committee and every board meeting since 1925. And we were able to find minutes that talked about what the original purpose of United Way of the Midlands was, a community chest of Columbia at that point. The purpose then is the same as it is today. It is identifying and helping those in need, convening the right partners to address it, and bringing together the right funding sources to address it as well.
Is your chapter the oldest in the state, one of the oldest in the country?
We are one of the oldest in the state, if not the oldest. United Way and its prior iterations, the community chest, was started in Denver, Colorado in the 1880s. So our organization as a whole is about 135 years old. We're one of the oldest nationwide nonprofits that is still in existence today. You know, YMCA is almost 175 years old. Salvation Army is up there. We're up there. And we are one of the oldest nonprofits in continuous operation here in the Midlands.
Well, now talk about the challenges that you are facing these days. I know that a lot of nonprofits have told us that, you know, when the tax laws changed several years ago with the higher standard deduction, it did away with a lot of, you know, people's incentives to donate for tax purposes anyway. And so they saw a fall off in revenues. So talk about that and maybe any of your other challenges that you see.
Yeah, I don't think that we've really seen a lot of fallout specifically from the change in tax law. What we've had to look at is how do people want to give? Historically, United Way's funding model has been based on that workplace campaign, which still makes up a majority of our revenue. It still is very important. And I do think it is a great way. Workplace campaigns are a great way to connect your workforce with an investment in the community as a whole. But how people like to give has changed. People give to causes today more than they give to institutions. Being able to communicate those stories, the cause, not just United Way is great, please give, it's United Way is creating this change. We hope that that is something that you want to join us in. The how is different.
Can you give us an example of some of these causes that the money that you raise goes to?
Yes, absolutely. One of the causes that we are very much supporting and actively involved in is workforce development. We have programs that help families to increase their income and their economic stability and economic mobility to put them in a better position to increase their incomes, have stable housing, all of those kinds of things that set people up for success. We also are now focusing on not just college preparation, but successful workforce entry, particularly for young men that are in schools that may not be performing as well. If you look statistically, men are really falling behind in terms of their wage growth, their higher education completion, their overall workforce readiness. And so we've put together a workforce initiative that focuses on those young men, provides mentorships, internships, life and professional skill development, and then works with them until they get into successful entry into the workforce, whether that be straight out of college, military, two-year degree certification, or a four-year degree. Just to be able to help those young men see a path and give them the tools to work that plan to meet those goals. Another cause that United Way has been very involved in is affordable housing. There's a range of affordable housing needs in our community, really across the board, from first-time homeownership to workforce housing to housing for chronically homeless single adults. Not that United Way is developing housing or that we're investing in it, but we are making grants to organizations that are taking different approaches to affordable housing. We are hoping that we will, over the next 5 to 7 years, have 1,000 new units or rehabbed units of affordable housing, again, in all of those categories across the Midlands.
Well, Sarah, once again, congratulations on 100 years, and thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you, Mike. I so appreciate it.
Sarah Fawcett is CEO of the United Way of the Midlands in Columbia. We will have a link to the organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can find us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.